Let's turn to John's first epistle and the first chapter. 1 John and chapter 1. I'll read from verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Quite a lot there, but I'll focus on verses 5 and 6. He goes on by saying, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you. In the verses before, he's trying to emphasize to the people to whom he's writing that he is a witness of the Lord when he came. This is not some vague philosopher writing pie in the sky, but a witness of one who came into history, who lived and walked and talked and breathed and felt. John was there. Not only did he see him and hear him, but the message which he came to bring, what we might call the gospel, that is what John has been preaching and has been declaring all his life. And part of that message is that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. What a lovely expression. And we know at the creation story that God created light, and yet there was light before the physical creation, the light of God. His light existed long before the sun and shone also. But darkness is often a picture of confusion, of ignorance, of evil. When we read descriptions of hell, some of them describe it as being a place of darkness, of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Well, hell is perhaps where God is not, but where God is, there is light. He will illuminate, he will light up. There is no darkness at all in him. Sometimes we describe people as being good. What we mean by that is they are good people, they've done many good things, but of course we know they've also done some bad things as well. God, of course, is not like that. He is entirely holy, entirely pure, entirely light. There is not even a hint of evil or darkness or ignorance in him or in his character. Furthermore, that has an impact on the way we ought to live. If we say that we have fellowship with him, now I think John here has particular people in mind. He's writing to people, or to a church, I think, who's beginning to accept Gnostic teaching, a false alternative gospel which was creeping into the early churches. And these people, although they peddle a false gospel, they claim to have fellowship with him. They have prayer meetings where they perhaps claim to talk to him. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. In other words, those who have fellowship with God walk in the light. What does it mean to walk? I don't think it's referring necessarily to physically transporting oneself using feet from A to B, but rather the way we live, the way we operate. My life is my walking. I'm going to a destination. And if I walk, if I live darkly, it's because I'm not fellowshipping with him who is light. If I do evil and wink at evil and enjoy evil and revel in evil, and for those of you who feel condemned by that, there is a solution coming up in verse 9. But if we practice evil, we cannot claim to have fellowship with him who is pure and righteous. And those who claim so are lying. They're not practicing the truth. false teaching and false theology will inevitably give way to dark living. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship. Now, what you'd expect him to say there in verse 7 is that we have fellowship with him, because he is the light. But in fact, he says, we have fellowship with one another. We cannot claim to have fellowship with God if we are dealing darkly with others. As some of us were talking about in the Westminster Confession meeting, we are made in the image of God. If we do not treat others well, how can we claim to have fellowship with he who made them? If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Furthermore, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, verse 8 makes it clear. We had a Bible study on sanctification a few weeks ago where we discussed the relationship between the believer and indwelling sin. Well, John makes it clear that we do have sin, but he also makes it clear that sin can be cleansed. And if you're a Christian, it has been cleansed and it continues to be cleansed, not by what you do, but by what he did. The shedding of his blood. A lot of false religion is all about self-help. Have you noticed that? What can you do to get eternal life? What can you do to make yourself right? What can you do to be more acceptable to God? The gospel says it's what he did. And ultimately, it's what he did in surrendering himself to death, even death on a cross. And for any who say, well, I've never sinned, such a one is deceived, and the truth is not in them. In order to understand the gospel and to have that incredible blood of Jesus Christ applied, we must understand that we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. If I am righteous already, I have no need of atonement. If I am righteous already, I have no need of a saviour. If I can perform this ritual and that ritual and this pious work and that pious work and all of that is enough to make me right with God, then I do not need the blood of Jesus. I am deceived. The truth is not in me. I will leave it there, but let me just bring a few thoughts together. He uses the idea of walking and walking in the light. Walk in the light, not in the darkness. Acknowledge that you have sinned, otherwise you are deceived. Apply the blood of Jesus Christ, otherwise you are not saved. And when you do all of that, you have fellowship not just with him, but with each other. When Christians cannot have fellowship with each other, it's because their relationship with God is not right. Therefore, let's walk in the light and let's have fellowship with each other.